Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am very happy to be back here again this week to help you let go of fear and get your life in gear. So today we are going to dive in deep to the subject that I know and love very intimately. Actually, one that I think we all know and love very intimately, which is exactly what I just said, shifting out of fear and getting into high gear. So I wrote about this extensively in my book, Shift, Let Go of Fear and Get Your Life in Gear. And one of the things that I tried to do in my book is to enumerate practices and themes and ways for people to reframe their experience of anxiety and of negative energy, and to take those fearful times, to take those fearful moments in our lives and shift them from negative, dark to light, positive, and even loving experiences. And I am always on the lookout for new practices, new techniques, new ideas. And I'm always amazed that the people that come into my life at just the right time to share with me their amazing projects and exciting adventures and initiatives around this exact same idea that we all need to learn how to shift our way out of those fearful spaces and into loving, more positive ways of being. And today we are going to jump deeply into that. I have a special guest with me who is the creator of an amazing project that is, as I said in the show title, looking to make the world a million times better. And we're going to do that by learning how to shift out of fear. And the way we do that, according to my special guest today, is to shift into an energy of appreciation. And it sounds so simple and it's so easy, and yet it's something that we so quickly forget. You know, I was sharing with a colleague of mine today at lunch that the topic of my radio show today was going to be about learning how to shift out of fear and into a place of appreciation, to bring more positive gratitude into our lives. And it was so interesting because he said to me, "Oh, well, I do that every morning." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, my partner and I have a habit of sending each other a note to start the day. We send each other an email just to say good morning and how much we appreciate each other." And I said, "Wow, I bet that's a great way for you to start your day." And he said, "That's a habit that we've had for over a year. And it's something that I look forward to every day. It just brightens my day. It puts me into a positive energy. And if I'm feeling stressed or I'm feeling anxious, just getting that one little note from my partner makes all the difference in sort of waking me up out of that energy and shifting my focus into a more positive place." So that's today's theme, folks. We're going to learn how to do this more effectively, how to make it part of our lives. And really, it is a simple but key practice for shifting out of fear, is to move into an energy of appreciation. And to do that, I have an amazing guest with me today who's going to share a project that he started over a year ago called the Note Project. Mike O'Mary is someone who came up with this very simple but very profound idea, and he's now transforming it into an amazing worldwide movement called the Note Project. 1 million people to make the world a better place, a million times better. So let me tell you a little bit about Mike, and then I'm going to bring him on and have him share with you how he came to create this amazing initiative and some of the stories and experiences he's having as he brings this to the world. And then we'll have an opportunity to learn more about how we can get involved and bring this kind of thing into our own lives. There are so many different access routes. So Let me tell you a little bit about Mike, though. Mike is a very special guy. He's been in the field of executive communications for over 20 years. He's a writer, and his books include a book called Wise Men and Other Stories, which is a collection of holiday-related essays. He's the editor of a new book called Saying Goodbye, which is an anthology of true stories about saying goodbye to people and places in our lives. I look forward to hearing about that. That's actually, I think, very much in line with his book called The Note, which is what was the inspiration for this project we're going to talk about today, The Note Project. Mike is also the owner and publisher of a company called The Dream of Things, and he has been written up and published in many, many magazines all across the country, including the Chicago Tribune, the Denver Post, the Baltimore Sun, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Detroit Free Press, all over the country. And, interestingly enough, he's also written and produced his own sketch comedy in Chicago and has been a radio commentator himself on Northern Illinois Public Radio, doing weekly commentaries for NPR. So we have an executive communications specialist, a writer, and someone who is very, very passionate and committed to this amazing project. And I can't wait to learn more about it. I want to welcome Mike to the show. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jeffrey. Thank you for the introduction, and I'm glad to be here.
I'm excited to have you. As I mentioned in my opening, I wrote in my book a lot about the different practices that we need to be learning and sort of integrating into our lives so that we can shift on a daily basis out of sort of our negative, you know, anxiety and fear based way of being. And one of those that I keyed in on in my book was, you know, bringing that attitude of gratitude more into our lives. And I wrote about journaling and some of the other practices that I think are really helpful. And that's one of the reasons why I was so excited when I learned about this project. So I'm just so intrigued to hear more from you about how this project came about. Maybe before we take a break, you can just give us a quick synopsis of how you came up with the idea.
Well, yeah, real quick, it all started with a note from my youngest sister. When we were kids, our parents divorced, and my brothers and sisters were put in an orphanage. I ended up moving away, and I lived with my father, but I visited my siblings whenever I could, and I always tried to do something special on those visits. But, you know, over the years, I never knew what my brothers and sisters thought of me in those visits until about 20 years later. I received a note from my youngest sister thanking me for something I did on one of those visits. And I'll tell you, that note, for me, it healed years of self-doubt. And I found myself rereading it many times. Then one day I realized, you know, I should share this note with my sister, with others, just as important, share this message of the importance of sharing appreciation. So I did. I am a writer. I wrote it up in the newspaper article first. It was published in the local paper. Ended up later building a book around it called The Note, which incorporates part of this story of our family and my own personal experience, but also goes on to talk about what is appreciation, why don't people do it, why should they, and then step by step how to do it. The book went over well. A lot of people commented that they liked it and it inspired them. And I just kept thinking, what more could I do? And that's when I came to the Note Project. So it's really, for me, the Note Project is just all about facilitating things, trying to make it easier for people to share appreciation with each other.
What an amazing story. I mean, I have to, before we dig too far into the Note Project, I have to ask you, I mean, maybe without, I don't know how much detail you want to share, but I mean, how did that come about that you wound up losing your siblings and having to just visit them?
How did that, it was just, you know, the thing I learned, this was back in the 60s, and it's probably still true today. One of the things I learned is that, you know, orphanages are not just for orphans. It's actually mostly children who, you know, come from families without much money. And so that was just kind of the solution at the time. You know, we
had wow.
money for all of our siblings. I have six brothers and sisters total, three brothers, three sisters. And, you know,
So a few of your siblings were kind of taken away from you at a young age, basically? Like you were split apart?
I'm the oldest, and so all of my younger brothers and sisters were put in an orphanage, and there's more to this story in that, you know, my mother kept me at home because I was the oldest and I had a part-time job, but I think it was really she just didn't want to be alone, so she kept me at home. But I abused that privilege. I turned out to be a pretty bad juvenile delinquent, skipping school, and all kinds of trouble. And, you know, ultimately I took my mom's car out one day, took it out for a joyride and wrecked it. And, you know, at that point they said, okay, we got to do something with Mike. And so I ended up going to live with my father, just to, you know, have a little more discipline in my life. And you know, so wow. I kind of broke up, an already broken home even more. So we were separated throughout our childhood, and you know, so yeah, that note from my sister kind of healed some of that for me, and that's one.
Yeah, that's a very powerful story. So you actually visited them on a sort of semi-regular basis just to be connected.
Well, I tell you, back then it was only about once a year because I grew up in Kentucky. My siblings were all in Louisville. I went to live with my dad in Boston, so it was really just once a year I would come home. And the thing that my sister thanked me for was one of the visits. I came home on a Christmas Eve, and my siblings were, you know, home from the orphanage. They were at my mother's house, and I arrived Christmas Eve, and they didn't have a Christmas tree yet. So I took my youngest sister, and we went out and picked out a Christmas tree that night and brought it home. So no big deal, right? I mean, to me, it was just, this is what you do. This is the right thing to do at this particular moment. Well, 20 years later, my sister wrote to me and said, you know, that was the first time anybody had ever taken her to pick out a tree. And she remembered holding my hand and walking up and down the aisles of trees, picking one out. She didn't remember anything else, but she remembered that. And she said, now every year when she goes to get a Christmas tree with her family, she thinks back to that moment, and it makes her smile.
Wow. What a beautiful story. I mean, that is just so touching and so real and, you know, so simple. And the fact that something like that led you to write about it and then to create this whole project. I mean, it's just really extraordinary. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, Mike, I'm dying to have you dig into, you know, how that story evolved into this wonderful project. And I know you have a whole lot of wonderful things that you do with the Note Project. And so we will be back in a minute and we'll learn more about the Note Project.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details. Healing into Consciousness Radio reveals a mystic's viewpoint on personal growth and transformation. Albert and Mata explore both the dark and light sides of our human nature. They candidly talk about things most people shy away from, discussing our struggle with anger, jealousy, sex, insecurity, anxiety, self-loathing, and fear of death. During the show, Mata and Albert discuss what comes to pass on the journey of awakening and the work that we need to do to transform our unconscious and find our true being. Through her compassionate guidance and ability to accurately read the repressed beliefs, thought forms, and emotions in the person's unconscious, Mata answers callers' questions regarding their personal challenges, giving specific suggestions to help them heal into consciousness. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific time for Healing into Consciousness Radio.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am in dialogue today with Mike O'Mary, the founder, the writer of the book called The Note, and also the founder of this amazing project called The Note Project, in which he is committed to making the world a million times better through sharing appreciation. And Mike was just sharing with us a little bit about how this project came about. And Mike, you know, it's very, I mean, I love the story of how you came to take the note from your sister and write about it, but I'm curious, how did this one experience of sharing this note or and receiving it turn into this overall project for you?
Well, it had to percolate a little while. As I said, I received the note from my sister. It had an immediate impact on me. But as I kind of let that soak in and think about it and realize that the healing effect it had on me made me realize, you know, there's an important and powerful message here. And it's about sharing appreciation. It caused me to look at myself more closely and ask myself, you know, I'm not very good at sharing appreciation. I was not a good role model. I still have work to do. But I realized, you know what, I need to be more appreciative. I need to look at other people and say, you know, I don't like this. Instead of saying, I don't like this about him or I don't like that about her, I need to look at people and say, what do I appreciate about this person? What do I appreciate about that person? And when you do that, you realize how fortunate you are to be surrounded by people who love and care about you. And it changes everything. It changes not just the way you look at other people. It changes the way you feel inside, the way you approach your day. And I just thought, I got to find a way to share this message. And so it did eventually lead me to the Note Project where, you know, I've never done anything like this, but I thought this just seems like a good thing to do. And it's been a lot of fun, and we're just getting started, and we're going to have a lot more fun.
Well, I think it's really quite extraordinary, and I mean, it's so funny. I mean, I had a guest a few months ago, Matthew Casalotto, who's doing this project called the Make a Promise Day Project, and it's kind of along the same lines, you know, very simple theme, very simple principle, very simple practice. In his case, it's making a commitment to doing something, you know, meaningful and extraordinary and giving back to the world. And in your case, I think, I mean, I want you to share a little bit about what you're actual doing with the Note Project, but I think it's clear that it's about sharing appreciation. And it seems to me that the one of the things that's so amazing about these kinds of projects is that we now have this access route through the internet and through websites and through Facebook and these kinds of things, where we can take something so simple and yet so profound and reach, as you said, millions and millions of people. And so, you know, it's a small thing, but it's also really potentially widely impactful. So I think it's really quite extraordinary. I mean, what you're talking about is helping people to, as I said at the beginning, kind of shift their energy from being critical, as you said, or from being fear-based, as I said, to being appreciative and bringing more of that energy of love into their lives. What do you recommend for people who are out there listening? what kinds of things have you found have been the most successful and impactful that people take up very quickly?
Well, when it comes to sharing appreciation, one of the things that I've found is that people, well, I go out and teach workshops on appreciation. You know, I'll just go to the local library, or community center, wherever I am, and I always ask people, you know, what keeps you from sharing appreciation? And, you know, might not surprise you, the number one is answer is I don't have time. So we talk a little bit about that because it really does not take a lot of time, but, you know,
Right. Once
people understand that. But beyond that, they say, you know, I don't know where to begin. I don't know what to say. Sometimes people tell me, you know, they already know how I feel. Even sometimes people say it's old-fashioned. People don't write notes anymore. So there are some very simple things that I think people can do to kind of address those types of things. One is just sit back, take a moment, sit back and think about all the people around you who have done things for you, been a positive influence on you, and the people that you have caused to be appreciative of. And if you just do that for a few minutes, you'll realize that, you know, you've had family members, teachers, mentors, coworkers, friends, neighbors, people all around you that have helped you in one way or another throughout your life. So that, just doing that much will get people on the right track a lot of times. You just start thinking about, you know, what do I have to appreciate? And the next thing I'll ask people to do is, okay, let's just pick one person, any one of those people, and let's think about the things you like about that person. What do you admire about that person? And, you know, it can be anything. It can be that they're always upbeat, they're funny, they make you laugh, they're hardworking, they're inspiring to you, any number of things that you admire or like about a person. And once you do those two things, Jeffrey, you've got everything you need to write a heartfelt note of appreciation. You've thought about what you like about the person. You might also add a personal experience that the two of you shared or something that you did together or with other people that, you know, was a special memory to you. And it's as simple as that. To get on track and write a note of appreciation can just be a few sentences or a paragraph. And I think once people realize that, that helps them get going.
Do you actually have people, you say you do workshops.
Yes.
And I'm curious when you... how do you position this kind of workshop for people?
Well, I do just say that it's a workshop about appreciation and about how to write a heartfelt note of appreciation. So it's really a very simple thing, as is the note project. I deliberately want to keep it simple because that's part of the message is that it does.
Do you think, Mike, do you think people get scared of the idea of writing these kinds of notes? I think that... you mentioned that some people are hesitant to do it. They may have whatever excuse. They don't have time or whatever. But do you think there's also anxiety in like asking themselves whether or not it's overstepping their bounds or whether it's appropriate or I don't know. I could imagine that people might have some level of trepidation.
I think you're absolutely right. Do people have anxiety on several levels when it comes to writing a note? One is just the whole idea of putting words on paper is intimidating
yeah.
to some people.
Yep.
You know, as you mentioned, I've done executive communications for 20 years, writing speeches and annual reports and other communications for CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. So I can tell you firsthand that even CEOs of large companies, you know, sometimes when it comes to putting words on paper, even they are intimidated. So I feel like, well, if I can help them, maybe I can help other people. And
have you done this kind of program for a group of executives and had them think about how they share their appreciation with their employees?
You know, that's very interesting. I have not done this particular workshop with a group of executives. Now, I have done other work with executives where we talk about the importance and value of appreciating your employees and your customers, of course, but a lot of times we're focused on employees. And I have seen a huge change over that 20 years that I've been involved in business where people today, for the most part, understand the importance and value of employee appreciation. It's more important than pay in most cases. People just need to be appreciated on the job, and most executives get that these days. So it's a very important part of making appreciation a part of your life. It needs to be a part of your life in the workplace too.
Yeah, I love that because I think that, you know, what I run into, I do a lot of corporate work with leaders and executives of small and large businesses, and it's like the good news and the bad news in a sense. Maybe you can comment on this. I mean, my experience is that the good news is that the vast majority of them, people that are in leadership roles, they do realize the importance of recognition. They talk about that they value their people and they know they need to recognize it. And they need to be in action about expressing it. But I do find that they often want to make a big deal out of it. Like, you know, oh yeah, I give my people bonuses or we give them Christmas gifts or whatever it happens to be. And I think what you're talking about is interesting because it's actually smaller and simpler, right? It's really just showing with a note, like on a regular basis, your appreciation.
Yep, you're absolutely right. I think that has more power and impact than, like I say, more often than money when it comes to a coworker or employee feeling appreciated. Those notes pack a lot of power. And again, it doesn't have to be a big deal. If you are comfortable writing and you like to write, then you want to write a 3 or 4 page letter, that's great. But if you just have time for 2 or 3 sentences, that can pack a lot of power. And I think that's more important to employees than money.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with you. And I think that it's an interesting kind of irony because writing a note of appreciation is actually very simple and very little time is involved. And yet I think a lot of executives and a lot of bosses and, you know, small or large companies spend more time worrying about the big forms of recognition. Yeah. And kind of let the little things, as you said, that can be even more impactful sort of slip by unnoticed, which is unfortunate.
Yep.
True. Yeah.
So you were talking about, I wanted to get back to what you were asking about as far as fears when it comes to putting words on paper. So I see it in the workplace for sure, but I see it everywhere that people are just, like I said, a little bit intimidated with putting words on paper. So that I think is easy to address. You know, you can teach people. And just share, you know, how you can do make a note a simple communication.
Well, let's stop there. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we come back, let's talk about that. I'd love to have you give us some examples of things you've done in your workshop and with the note project, and maybe with some tangible examples we can get people to actually think about it, and whoever's listening out there to take it on to write that wonderful note of appreciation. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details. Healing into Consciousness Radio reveals a mystic's viewpoint on personal growth and transformation. Albert and Mata explore both the dark and light sides of our human nature. They candidly talk about things most people shy away from, discussing our struggle with anger, jealousy, sex, insecurity, anxiety, self-loathing, and fear of death. During the show, Mata and Albert discuss what comes to pass on the journey of awakening and the work that we need to do to transform our unconscious and find our true being. Through her compassionate guidance and ability to accurately read the repressed beliefs, thought forms, and emotions in the person's unconscious, Mata answers callers' questions regarding their personal challenges, giving specific suggestions to help them heal into consciousness. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific Time for Healing into Consciousness Radio.
There's a new beat coming.
Get ready to feel more alive.
Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. A Deal bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with a Deal is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with a Deal. After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Hey everyone, you're back with Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking today with executive communication specialist, writer, and publisher, and I would have to say entrepreneur, although I don't know that he would call himself that, but he's an entrepreneur in the sense of this amazing project called The Note Project. I'm talking to Mike O'Mary, who is committed to making the world a million times better, one note at a time. And Mike and I are talking today about writing notes of appreciation. And what that means is it sounds very simple, but it's very, very profound to actually step back and think about the people in your life that you most appreciate, that you feel gratitude toward, and then not just thinking about it, but actually doing something by writing a note to thank them and to let them know how much you appreciate the gift that they've been to you in whatever way that specifically is for you. And just before the break, Mike was talking about some of the, you know, inherent resistance or anxiety that some of us have about those kinds of activities of actually putting pen to paper. And Mike, I'd love to have you share a little bit about your workshops and some of the stories that have come from watching people kind of go through that transformational moment of seeing, you know, on the one hand, how a little bit difficult this can be for them, but at the other end, to see how wonderful and how easy it can be and how profound.
Well, so I've had a number of cases where people would come into a workshop and just really not know how to get started. That's one of the things that's pretty typical. And I'm thinking of in one case in particular, of a person who thought of somebody that they wanted to thank, but that person is no longer with us. And we talked about, you know, what do you do in that situation? Well, it's not too late to write a thank you note. In that case, the person decided to write it to his cousin and share a memory about his aunt, the mother of his cousin. And in the process of doing that, I could see with that person that they were addressing something that had been, you know, on their mind for years. And so we kind of worked together and got the note that the person wanted to write. And I think the surprising thing for that person was not that his cousin was going to feel good. I mean, his cousin was going to get a note, you know, appreciating that person's mother. But the thing that surprised the person in the workshop was how good he felt after writing the note. And I think that's an important thing for people to realize. It sometimes catches them by surprise. I mean, obviously, if you write a note to someone and they receive it, they're going to feel good, right? They're being told they're appreciated. But the surprising thing for some people is that writing a note of appreciation will make you feel good, too. You're setting loose, setting free those good feelings, those emotions, that love that you feel for another person. And, you know, it's just like good feelings are bad. You don't want to carry those around and have the weight of the world on your shoulders. Setting those emotions free, setting those good feelings out into the world makes you feel really good. So that's one of the things that I see in workshops is that people go walk out of there feeling really good, that they've done something good and they've shared their feelings for someone else. I'll share the letters with you, if I could. This was a letter that I found particularly touching. So I'll just read this real quick.
Sure, please do.
It says, Auntie Patty, this note is overdue and has taken me 42 years to write. There are thank you notes and there are appreciation notes. This is to make sure you realize how appreciated you have been over the course of my lifetime. Within the first week of my life, you were asked to be my godmother, a tradition that has been passed through generations in my family. You accepted the honor and have spent my entire life being an unending source of love and support. I was wondering what the modern-day definition of a godparent would be as it has changed over the years. Since I love Wikipedia for their definitions, I took the liberty of looking it up. The modern view of a godparent tends to be an individual chosen by the parents to take an interest in the child's upbringing and personal development. I'm not sure that truly describes what your role has been in my life, but it is a good starting point. I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I appreciate every time you have thought of me and loved me in my lifetime. With love I will never be able to express in words, Jacqueline.
Wow. Beautiful.
I thought, beautiful letter, and from the heart. And that one actually is a little bit longer than a note of appreciation has to be, but full of emotion and beautiful thought.
Yeah, and as you said, I mean, I think that the power of that kind of experience for the recipient is obvious. Like, you know, somebody who gets a letter or a note that appreciates them, they're going to feel great. But what is less obvious and yet equally important is that the person who wrote that is probably, Jacqueline, I guess her name was, is probably feeling great about the experience of doing it and actually gets reconnected to her love for her aunt.
Well, it's fascinating to me. So, yes, it does definitely strengthen connections between people. But the other thing that I find amazing, I came across something that Dr. Wayne Dyer said, and he was talking about acts of kindness, but I consider writing a note of appreciation to be an act of kindness.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let me share this with you, because I found this fascinating. He says, Reese has shown that a simple act of kindness directed toward another human being improves the functioning of the immune system and stimulates the production of serotonin in both the recipient of the kindness and the person extending the kindness. Even more amazing is that persons observing the act of kindness have similar beneficial results. So kindness extended, received, or observed beneficially impacts the physical health and feelings of everyone involved.
So wow.
And my experience and what I've witnessed bears that out. Writing a note of appreciation, sharing any kind of good feelings for others, has a ripple effect.
I totally agree with you. That's what I love about this project that you're doing is trying to basically spread the word on the power of this activity. I can share with you a little example on my side. I had a client that I was working with in my coaching practice who had this long-standing, you know, history of negative energy and a fearful energy around his parents. And so, to make a long story short, I basically had him write a letter to his parents about all the things that he felt that he was angry about. And, you know, we never sent it, but it was more like a venting experience, you know, kind of get it off his chest.
Yep.
And he said that was a really great experience. He loved writing it. It kind of made him feel better to write about all the things he was angry. We all have stuff with our parents, right? But the real punchline is that I asked him to write a second letter. And he was a little hesitant, but he went ahead and did it. I asked him to write a letter where he shared his gratitude and his appreciation for those very same parents. And you know the punchline. I mean, he basically came back to me and he said, I want to send the letter that I shared appreciation. And I said, well, but you told me that you had all sorts of negative issues and fear and anger with your parents. And he said, yeah, but I got that out of my system. And now I wrote this beautiful appreciation letter and I really want to share it with them because it made me feel so wonderful. And so he sent the note of appreciation to his parents and it really transformed his whole interaction with them. And,
it's definitely a very cathartic experience to write a note of appreciation to someone. It can be a very healing and cathartic experience.
Yeah, and it's so simple, and yet, you know, I think I was saying to you on the break, why do we have to have these kinds of projects? Because we should be doing this all the time, right?
Yep.
But it kind of gets lost in our culture. It's so easy to get caught up in the fear-based energy, and so it's like an antidote. That's what I see what you're doing.
Yeah, thank you. It is just kind of an anecdote. I look at it as it's just kind of a friendly reminder to people. You know, we all get caught up in our day-to-day activities. We're busy. We assume that people around us know how we feel about them. But you know what? That's just not always the case. And even if it is, I can tell you, people don't mind being reminded that you love and appreciate them. So it's just I look at it as a friendly reminder.
No, I totally agree. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, I want to hear more about the Note Project and your teleseminars and ways that people can get involved and get engaged. So you're listening to Life Shifting with Dr. J, and we will be right back.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color and your spirit so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil. After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Life Shifting with Dr. J. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Hull, and I am talking today to Mike O'Mary, who is the founder of the Note Project, a global movement to make the world, as we've been saying, a million times better by inspiring people to share notes of appreciation one note at a time. So, Mike, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about the project and the teleseminars. And I know you're reaching out to people through your website and through all sorts of different access routes with the book and everything and the video. So tell us more about the project.
Sure. Thank you. So the main thing I would say is that the Note Project website is there to help people. So when you get a chance, go to noteproject.com. You can take a pledge to send a note of appreciation to someone in your life. That's really all you have to do to be part of the project. And on the website, you'll find a number of things to hopefully help you. There are some helpful tips and inspiring stories and videos about appreciation. There are free e-cards to help you out. There's also a space on there to share your notes and stories. And I think that's real important. So what I've invited people to do is just put those out there. If you've written a note to somebody and you want to share it, you can post that online. At the same time, I understand some notes are very personal and private. You may not want to share the actual note, but you could maybe share the story behind that note. You know, tell us about that person or what they did that prompted you to write a note of appreciation. And I'm asking people to do that for a couple reasons. One is, It's an inspiration to other people. I mean, if you go on there right now and look at the Your Notes section of the website, there are dozens of stories and notes that people have shared, which I appreciate about them because they're putting themselves out there, right? Those are some very personal things, and they're sharing them with us.
Wow.
But it's inspiring other people. I mean, you can't help but read them and be moved by their stories and go away thinking, you know, I need to do this in my life too. And what I want to do at the end of the project is take some of those notes and stories and put them into a book about the project, and hopefully that will inspire more people. To get people started right now, we're having a telesummit, a free telesummit, to kind of kick off the Note Project. We had the first session today, and we have sessions tomorrow and Wednesday of this week, and it's all about making appreciation a part of your life. So you can find out more about that on the Note Project website. And then I guess the last thing I'll mention is that if you need a little help to get started, we have a Note Project starter kit for only $1. Like I say, it doesn't cost anything to participate in the project, but if you want to support the project and also help support literacy programs around the world, then check out the Note Project starter kit. It includes an e-book edition of the Note, the book I wrote about appreciation, and it comes with a number of free bonus gifts from sponsors. So you get a lot for your dollar, and then You also, as I said, are helping out literacy programs around the world. Pledge to donate to 12 projects in 12 countries over the next 12 months through globalgiving.org. Just because I feel those are the people who are really making a difference, people on the ground trying to improve literacy, which will improve the quality of life for people. So I want to try to help them out and support them with the Note Project.
That's great. Yeah, one of the things that I noticed on the website is that you have a special section for teachers, and you're actually bringing this into the classroom. Is that right?
That's right, yeah. Thanks for noticing that. I'm actually engaged to a Montessori school teacher, and we started talking about, you know, how typically when you were in school, you probably, you know, had to sit down one day and write a thank you letter to somebody, and too often that ends up being a chore, you know, to young people. And so I talked with my fiancée, Kathy, and said, how can we make this more fun? And just came to the realization that writing a note is really a creative activity. And so we tried to approach it just as you might approach, you know, doing painting or drawing or something else creative in the classroom. So I put together a very simple lesson plan. It's free for teachers to download. It'll work for all ages. And it's just a quick lesson for in the classroom for
writing
appreciation.
I have a little vignette for you to add to your stories. This past weekend, I was going through a box that my mom left to me. She passed away a couple of years ago. And I was going through a box of old things, like things that she had collected over the years, notes and Christmas cards and, you know, that kind of stuff that people collect over the years. And I found in the middle of it, I found a booklet that said on the cover in big letters, "Why My Mom is the Best." And inside were, like, I think it was from the fifth grade. And it was my entire fifth grade homeroom class. And we each had to write a note explaining why my mom was the best. And I have to tell you, I mean, I just stood there in my living room and it just brought a tear to my eye to read these notes and realize that my mom had kept that her whole life. I mean, she died 2 years ago at 84. And I did that in the fifth grade. So what was I, you know, 7 or 8 years old? And, I mean, it was just so moving. And that's exactly what it was. It was just a little booklet that our teacher had us do of notes of appreciation to, it was probably for Mother's Day or something like that.
But that shows you, boy, those are the kinds of things that people cherish. They become our most prized possessions. It just packs a lot of power.
Yeah, I mean, and it's so simple and so profound. And so, I mean, I think it's just so exciting that you're taking this to such a big scale, you know, because it's something that just helps us all to get back in touch with what's really important. And even though writing a note is a very simple act, you know, I was thinking, as I was thinking about interviewing you today, I thought about when was the last time that I wrote, you know, a note of appreciation. The good news is it isn't too long ago, but yeah, I don't do it as often as I should.
So
do you do it every day now that you're the master?
Well, so I have to tell you, I still have room for improvement. No, I don't do it every day. I try to let people around me know every day that I appreciate them, but there's still room for improvement when it comes to writing notes. So I'm a work in progress, just like all of us.
Well, I have to tell you, I appreciate your humility and glad to know that even though you're going on a global, you know, scale to bring this project of writing notes of appreciation to the world, that you haven't necessarily mastered it yourself, so you're human just like the rest of us.
we'll get there.
But listen, I want to take a minute just to thank you and express my appreciation for your being on the show and for your taking the time to put this out to the world, because I think it's really wonderful. And as I said at the top of the show, you know, those of us in the psychology world, we write entire books about how to shift out of fear and into a positive, loving space. And yet at the end of the day, it's really a very simple process in many ways. And I think we're all looking for practices, and this is one of them. So I want to thank you for coming on and sharing the Note Project. I hope that everyone that's listening will go to www.thenoteproject.com and join in the teleseminar. And I just want to thank you for sharing and wish you all the best with the project as it goes forward.
Thank you very much, Jeffrey. It was my pleasure.
And I also want to take this minute before we close out and show some appreciation for the people that put me on the air. So I want to thank Chris, my engineer, for putting this show together every week and tying me together with the world and with my guests. And I also want to thank Dr. Pat, who is the producer from Transformation Talk Radio. She does a wonderful job of putting together these amazing shows every week. So thank you and much appreciation to Chris and much appreciation to Dr. Pat and to the world for listening. So thank you all, and I hope you have a great and very appreciative week. Good night, everyone.